It's been a tough start for the Hastings Raiders boys basketball team at 1-2 overall, but they've also played one of the toughest early season schedules through the first three. The Raiders fell to a conference favorite in South St. Paul before beating Hill Murray in a thriller last Tuesday and then falling short on the road at Matamidi Friday night. Head coach Chad Fikema of the Blue and Gold joined KDWA Sports to talk about the first three games leading into Tuesday's game with Tartan.
Well, like you said, we kind of got a rough schedule here to start things off. You know, South St. Paul is probably their favorite to win our league. They've got two all-conference players coming back. They added an all-conference player from North St. Paul the year before and another kid that came over from California. It's a scholarship-level player, too. So, you know, their top six players had varsity experience. Four of them were all-conference at the school that they played at the year before. So a tough opener for us with really one starter back. Other than, you know, I came off the bench a year ago, so those two with some varsity experience, but everybody else getting their first varsity time. You know, we kind of took a little bit to settle in. I think we had a little bit of a deer in the headlights look a little bit with the South St. Paul game, but we eventually settled in, made a couple of runs in the second half, and cut up to 14 in that game three separate times. And so, you know, we responded well in the second half there. You know, the Hill Murray game, as you said, was an exciting game. And what I was most happy with in that game was how we played down the stretch. We made plays down the stretch. We executed down the stretch and were able to pull out the victory there. And, you know, in Matamidi, I thought we played well for a good chunk of the night, but we had a 4-minute stretch from about the 9-minute mark to the 5-minute mark that didn't go as well. And that was a 16-0 run for them. And if you take out that 16-0 run, you know, we played them pretty even the rest of the way. But I know we're young, we're learning, we're inexperienced, we're working hard at overcoming our lack of size. You know, we start three guys that are about 5'10", and, you know, we're just learning that we've got to be relentless throughout the game and not let up at any moment.
And it's not like the Raiders don't have any talent coming back, though they may not have a ton of starters back from last year. You have players like J.F. Gadissa, Evan McGinnis, Axel Arnold, Michael Mitchell, Carter Olson, and others to lead the way.
Yeah, you've mentioned some guys that have played some really big roles here for us so far. I mean, we're trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together a little bit and develop some consistency. You know, J.F. put up 32 in the South St. Paul game, and he's, yeah, returning starting point guard, honorable mention all conference a year ago. And, you know, we rely on him to be one of our guys that initiates the offense, gets into the paint, and kind of creates for others. And, you know, every now and then, you know, because he's able to do it, he will take some tough shots, you know, from three-point range that we're trying to encourage him to attack the paint, you know, a little more consistently and not settle for the three. And part because we just need him to be the guy that initiates the offense that way. But he's explosive enough to do that, and Evan will do what Evan does in the sense that he was a really good shooter for us a year ago. He's a really good shooter still. He's expanded his game a little bit in that if guys really fly at him at the three-point line, we want him to be able to attack into the paint from there as well. And, you know, Michael is just explosive. You know, he can get to the rim from the three-point line in one dribble, like you blink and he's gone. And so again, we're just trying to corral his athleticism a little bit, have him understand, you know, hey, this is what you're good at, and this is what our team needs you to do. You know, just occasionally, I think our guys get into a little bit of a one-on-one type of game, and we need to, you know, work at playing together a little bit more consistently. And when we do that, then JP's athleticism, Michael's athleticism, Evan's ability to shoot the basketball kind of start to mesh together. You know, and you mentioned Axel. Axel's been in double-figure rebounds, two of our games. And he's 6 foot tall and is our center, more or less. And he has just been a monster on the boards for us so far. You know, and one of the guys who had a really good game the other night at Matamidi was Carter Olson. He put up 20. So it was good to see him kind of get in a rhythm a little bit because he's a guy that we're going to need to knock down shots and we need him to step up on the boards as well. He's our tallest starter. He's about 6'3". You know, so if we can get all those guys meshing together, kind of playing well at the same time, then I feel like we can really be competitive with some of these really good teams on our schedule.
The Raiders are also getting really good early season minutes out of players off the bench, including Jack Dunn, Kelvin Maher, Sawyer Schiller, and Jake Sandquist.
Well, absolutely. You know, you mentioned a couple of key guys there. Sawyer Schiller's speed for us is really a pass. You know, when he gets out on the floor, he kind of needs to drive the other team a little bit, not just being a pest defensively and, you know, and be steady for us offensively. And, you know, and you talk about Jake being a great teammate. I mean, just the other day in practice, you know, we've got a couple of freshmen on our roster. He's spending some time with one of them after practice working on his post game, which, you know, we're continuing to try to develop in this ninth grader. He's got a lot of potential. And, you know, so Jake is just demonstrating some leadership there. And, you know, he's going to play a key role for us, kind of backing up Axel off the bench and be a physical rebounder for us. You know, that's going to be an important spot for us. And, you know, Kelvin Maher the other night in the home Murray game, I mean, we didn't go into the game planning that he was going to get some time. We kind of had him there just in case. One of the things that has stood out about Kelvin is that, number one, he plays incredibly hard, and number two, he knows what to do. He knows where to be. He understands the defensive rotations, even without scoring in the game against home Murray the other night. He was a critical factor in us winning. Really, in his first parts of the game, I think it says a lot to point out that he was the guy we had inbounding the ball as the passer against pressure late in the game. In his first varsity game ever, now as a sophomore, we're trusting him to make that play, and he did every time. So, you know, it says a lot about him.
Two big home games for the Raiders this week, including at home against Tartan on Tuesday, and the game we'll have right here on KDWA Friday night when Simley comes to town. It's two more big tests in the Metro East Conference.
Yes, we got Tartan, obviously, coming up here on Tuesday. It's a home game. Tartan is one of those teams that's consistently really good defensively. They're going to play with tremendous effort. Typically have a couple of really, you know, athletic guys on offense. Gets the rim. This year, Dwayne Thompson is a guy transferred in. He's probably going to average near 20 points for them as a starting point guard, and very quick and explosive offensively. And it's not going to be a tough matchup for us, but, you know, one that we always look forward to because I think it really tests us. It's one of those games that makes us better in the long run. And then we've got Simley coming up on Friday, and that's a complete opposite style from Tartan, in the sense that they're going to have a totally different strategy defensively, kind of historically now with the coaching staff that they've had, 3-2 zone and some Princeton stuff offensively, and it's a total contrast in styles from Tartan to Simley on Friday. But, you know, for us, I think right now, too, the focus is on us getting better at what we need to do. I know last year, I try to remind our guys of this, too. Last year, you know, we had a really strong team, but that team started 2-5. We didn't get off to a great start, and we went 15-5 the rest of the way. And it was the ability to concentrate on getting better at what we needed to get better at, focus on doing what we needed to do. So hopefully this year's team can kind of take a similar path in the sense of growing and making progress and learning from the first couple of games. And, you know, we've got some really tough games here early to learn from.